you know there's victory in the Lord, I say. Victory. It sounds so good, but I must stay away. That train is a beauty, making everybody stare. But its only destination is the middle of nowhere. But you know there's victory in the Lord, I say. Victory. Devil's driving that long black train.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. At least 120 people now confirmed dead following the July 4th flash floods in Texas Hill Country. More than 160 others still missing. AmeriCare's Jack O'Rourke says they're also tending to survivors and first responders, many who have lost everything or don't have access to health care and medicine.
In the coming days, we're going to see more and more health needs emerge. From people who have lost their medications to displaced people who need access to hygiene kits and to other sort of essential supplies.
In New Mexico, deadly flash floods last weekend blamed for at least three deaths in a village that was devastated by wildfires last year. Dozens of homes also impacted. More rain on the way in the coming days. Secretary of State Marco Rubio and his Russian counterpart meeting in Malaysia today on the sidelines of the annual Association of the Southeast Asian Nations Regional Forum. That meeting comes after the U.S. resumed weapon shipments to Ukraine. This is ABC News. As summer season heats up across the U.S., lawmakers are now taking action to try to prevent shark attacks at the nation's beaches. ABC's Allison Kosick explains.
At least eight shark bites have already been reported this season, including a little girl in Florida who nearly lost her hand. Now the U.S. Senate is taking action, passing Lulu's Law, named after an Alabama teenager bitten by a shark last year. The law would allow authorities to send out cell phone alerts when there's been a shark attack, just like an Amber Alert or Weather Alert.
Lulu's Law now heads to the House for approval. Some popular Ritz cracker products are being recalled because of a labeling error. Some of the individually wrapped packages say that they're cheese variety, but they're actually peanut butter. The FDA says those with allergies or sensitivities to peanuts could be at risk of serious or life-threatening allergic reactions by consuming this product. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time and skip the regular line at the airport and pay for speedy security. Imagine not having to quickly unpack and pack at the place you already came packed to. And wearing your shoes the whole time you're there? You can't put a price on that kind of luxury. Well, actually, you can, and you paid for it. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For speedy security. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
If Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea was your best friend, it would be the kind of friend that starts an impromptu dance party in the supermarket aisle, that turns into an all-day pool party rager at your place, and you don't even own a pool. Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea turns any day into a legendary adventure. It's smooth and refreshing real iced tea with just the right kick of alcohol. Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Showers and storms sparking this afternoon, continuing through this evening, and becoming heavy overnight. Torrential downpours could cause some flash flooding. Gusty winds are possible, too. And the rain won't quit. Coming in waves for Friday and Saturday. Bathroom remodels for only $99 a month. Call BCI Bath and Shower, 1-800-329-4115. Right now, it's 75 degrees.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newport. A Wisconsin businessman says he's running for governor. We get more from Bob Haig.
56-year-old Bill Berrien announcing his candidacy in a video.
President Trump is taking back Washington for the American people. Now it's time to take back our state. I'm Bill Berrien, and I'm running for governor.
Berrien, who's never run for office previously, is a former Navy SEAL and joins 43-year-old Washington County Executive Josh Showman as the only announced Republican candidate so far, as 73-year-old Governor Tony Evers has yet to announce if he'll seek a third term.
Wisconsin is sending a task force to assist in search efforts in Texas. Members of the state's Urban Search and Rescue Task Force will be helping following devastating flooding in portions of the state. Five members, as well as three canines, left Tuesday and will be arriving soon. That's your news. I'm Raymond Newport. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Rural Mutual Insurance is a proud sponsor of the Wisconsin State Fair. As a thank you for your support, they're giving away State Fair tickets. Visit ruralmutual.com/win and enter to win State Fair tickets.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Wenikins. News this hour being brought to you by SFB Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Wilner, and Black River Falls. Numbers Are Us, your daily money managers. 3rd Avenue West Durand. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West Durand. Healthcare your way. Find out more at provisions.health. Bauer Built Tire and Service, Durand and Mall Drive, Eau Claire. And Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand. The city of Durand will explore selling the parking lot at 2nd Avenue West and Madison Street. Durand Mayor Patrick Milliron says the council decided to explore selling the land after the city received interest from a private party to buy the lot.
Since there's been some interest in it, the decision was made last night that we would direct the city administrator to go ahead and we would consider taking bids on the property. We had it appraised. It's $9,800 according to the appraisal we received.
The council will make a final determination on selling the parking lot at the next council meeting. Construction crews will be arriving today on 7th Avenue West to begin that reconstruction project. The project is part of the City of Durand's plan to do smaller reconstruction projects every year. Crews will be replacing the pavement and water and sewer lines and improving the sidewalks. That project should be done by the end of the summer. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers is disputing claims from Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden that the congressman helped secure Medicaid funding for Wisconsin. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reported that Van Orden made those claims after he voted for President Trump's tax cuts and spending bill, which has slashed Medicaid funding for the states. The congressman said he had urged the governor to pass the state budget before the tax bill was signed in order to keep the state's funding before it would be cut. But Governor Evers says Van Orden was never in contact with him during the negotiations that were already underway, and instead simply sent a letter to his office just hours before the bills were signed. The Trump bill would cut a total of $1 trillion from Medicaid by 2034. A Thorpe man has been identified as the person killed in a Saturday vehicle collision in Chippewa County. That accident happened in Delmar, with two vehicles colliding and overturning. 19-year-old Aiden Nickpon died at the scene. That accident remains under investigation. In Monroe County, authorities say they've gotten to the bottom of thefts committed at last month's Sparta Butterfest. Police had received reports on the morning of June 7th that items had been stolen from multiple vendor tents. Sparta police say they have identified four suspect offenders who range in age from 12 to 15. That case has been referred to Monroe County Human Services for action. You're listening to WRDN News.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer-Built, built on service.
Healthcare your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand. At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in-person or telehealth, simple acute care visits, DOT, and workplace physicals, and affordable lab testing services without a doctor's order, health and wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, or online at provisions.health.
The Laura Ingalls Wilder Days Committee has announced that Allison Argram will be a special guest at this year's celebration, September 13th and 14th. Argram rose to fame as a child star in 1974, portraying the role of Nellie Olson on the NBC television series Little House on the Prairie. Argram will be the Grand Marshal for the Laura Days Parade on Sunday, September 14th at 1 o'clock. For more information and updates on Ingram's appearance schedule and all the activities at Laura Ingalls Wilder Days, visit lauradays.org or on Facebook. Four individuals are facing new charges connected to their alleged car thefts. The suspects face charges in Clark and Chippewa counties for several counts of theft. The individuals were all charged last year in Eau Claire, St. Croix, and Dunn counties for stealing cars, in Altoona, Boyd, and Colfax. Two of the suspects had settled their cases in the other counties, resulting in probation. Governor Tony Evers has appointed Jody Kumitz as the new Barron County Sheriff, taking over following the retirement of Sheriff Chris Fitzgerald. Kumitz has been in law enforcement for over 30 years with the Wisconsin State Patrol as an inspector, trooper, senior trooper, and senior master trooper, until retiring in March of 2025. Kumitz has specialized training in incident response, terrorism prevention, and crash scene analysis. Kumitz will begin the new role July 28th and serve the remainder of the term ending in January of 2027. Sentencing was ordered for a man recently convicted on drug charges in Jackson County. Authorities say they found heroin, marijuana, and a loaded firearm inside a bag belonging to 44-year-old Thomas English during a traffic stop. English was found guilty on charges including possession with intent to deliver narcotics and was sentenced this week to serve 2 years in prison. Prosecutors had asked for a longer sentence. The Northern Wisconsin State Fair does continue today in Chippewa Falls. Livestock, agriculture, and craft exhibitions are all on tap throughout the day.
Hairball will be tonight's headline music entertainment. The fair runs through Sunday with more details at NWSFA.com. You're listening to WRDN News.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
General Mills is putting a twist on the cereal market. The Minneapolis-based company is debuting a bacon-flavored Cinnamon Toast Crunch cereal. General Mills and bacon brand Hormel Black Label are partnering up on the concoction, a cereal infused with smoky bacon flavor and, quote, blasted with cinnadust, unquote. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Attention taxpayers, if you or your business owe the IRS back taxes or have years of unfiled tax returns, the IRS has greenlighted billions of dollars in tax relief to those facing financial hardship through its tax relief initiatives. If you have a delinquent tax problem and possibly facing wage garnishment, liens, levies, audits, or already in a payment plan, you may now qualify for significant relief. Qualifying and enrolling in this program could stop all collections, settle your tax problem, and may even reduce what you owe by up to 99%. Call the hotline at Tax Pro USA to see if you qualify by dialing 800-480-9555. If you or your business owe at least $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS or state, you can now get the help that you need during these hard economic times. Call Tax Pro USA to get your free tax assessment to see what you qualify for by dialing 800-480-9555. 800-480-9555. That's 800-480-9555.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Showers and storms sparking this afternoon, continuing through this evening, and becoming heavy overnight. Torrential downpours could cause some flash flooding. Gusty winds are possible too, and the rain won't quit. Coming in waves for Friday and Saturday. Bathroom remodels for only $99 a month. Call BCI Bath and Shower, 1-800-329-4115. Right now, it's 75 degrees.
Today is an off day for the Brewers following their 3-2 walk-off win over the Dodgers on Wednesday. I'm Bill Scott with sports. It's the fourth straight win for the crew, who climbed to within a game and a half of the Cubs atop the National League Central. Next up, a three-game home series against Washington starting Friday night. Brewers closer Trevor McGill was added to the National League All-Star roster. He replaces Freddie Peralta, who is scheduled to start against Washington on Sunday. The Bucks open NBA Summer League play tonight against the Denver Nuggets in Las Vegas. They also announced the re-signing of center Jericho Sims yesterday. Marquette men's basketball team landing a commitment from Down Under. Australian guard Nash Walker announcing his pledge to the Golden Eagles on Wednesday. Upcoming new NFL season could mean a new throwback helmet and uniform for the Packers. Packers expected to debut their new look on July 23rd, the first day of training camp. Midwest League tonight, South Bend at Wisconsin. Dayton is at Beloit. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Are you nearly maxed out on your credit cards? It doesn't matter if you're using your credit cards for fun or to survive. At the end of the month, your statements come in, and you can either pay them or you can't. If you can't, late fees and interest rates get tacked on, and now you're struggling just to make the minimum payment due. Do you feel trapped? Am I talking to you? Good, because I personally researched some companies that can help you. They may be able to reduce your credit card balances by 50% and stop the late fees. If you qualify, please call our special debt hotline number right now for a complimentary, free 5-minute consultation. Deal with your credit card problem now before it gets much worse, and put more money back in your pocket. Trust me, I've been there too. Call right now.
800-948-1659. 800-948-1659.
800-948-1659. 800-948-1659. That's 800-948-1659.
Priest eyes a playoff berth. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass. For all the car parts you need at prices you'll love, guaranteed to fit every time. eBay, things people love.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list? I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Welcome.
This ought to get pretty wild here.
To more where that came from.
Go get it done.
More fresh starts.
Green, 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 green.
And fantastic finishes. More risk.
Three.
More reward. More chaos.
Down.
More chills.
Wow.
And more thrills.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Welcome to more what you asked for. And a whole lot more to come.
Let's go.
Welcome to NASCAR. The NASCAR Cup Series brought to you by Busch Light at Sonoma. Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern on TNT Sports.
Ryan Preece remains outside of the all-important top 16 in the current Cup Series playoff standings, but is gaining ground, going into this weekend just 2 points behind Bubba Wallace in 16th. Preece is optimistic heading into this Sunday's race at the 1.99-mile, 12-turn Sonoma Raceway after solid performances with his Roush Fenway Keselowski team on recent road courses.
I feel really good, honestly, about where we are as a team on road courses. You know, in the race, we ran really well at COTA, and we carried that over to Mexico, and, you know, hopefully being able to capitalize at Sonoma.
I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
The Gilmanton Community Club invites you to the 79th annual Gilmanton Free Fair this weekend. There'll be live music with the Bear Creek Band Friday from 8 to midnight, the Bennett Valley Gray Band Saturday from 8 to midnight, and on Sunday, the Ya-Ya Boys perform from 2 to 5 p.m. Enjoy a big city carnival without the lines, and don't forget the great fair food. It's Wisconsin's biggest little fair, the Gilmanton Free Fair, this weekend in Gilmanton.
Extend the cabbage harvest by turning it into sauerkraut. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Shred it up, add some salt, let it rest, and you'll have a healthy addition to family meals as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming. Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts.
One of my favorite summertime meals is a grilled brat with sauerkraut. The word sauerkraut means sour cabbage in German. It's processed by natural fermentation, one of the oldest methods of food preservation. Debbie Botzek-Lynn is a retired extension food safety educator at the University of Minnesota. She says it's important to use the right variety of cabbage.
When you're making sauerkraut, you want to be sure to start with firm, sweet, mature heads of cabbage, particularly mid to late season crops. What that means is there's early cabbage and later cabbage, and I like to recommend later cabbage. That variety makes a better quality sauerkraut.
The only other ingredient you need is canning or pickling salt. Don't use table salt because the iodine in it will prevent the necessary bacterial fermentation. Bacek Lin says it's very important that you measure the salt correctly for the fermentation process to work as it should. Save the outside leaves of the cabbage head and put them aside to use for sealing the product. Shred the rest, mix it with the salt, and put it into an earthenware crock or a food-grade plastic container.
There's a couple different ways that you can seal the sauerkraut product. The one I like to use is, again, washing the leaves and putting the leaves over the top of the packed shredded cabbage. And then I have a plate that I put over that, and I put a jug of water on top of that and cover it with a dish towel. You also can use a food-grade plastic bag, fill it with water, and put that on top, and that really does a nice job, too.
The amount of time it takes to turn cabbage into sauerkraut depends on the room temperature. Allow 3 to 4 weeks at 68 to 74 degrees. Find more instructions for making sauerkraut at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Hey, it's Crash Gladys from Speed Freaks. Are you still paying full price for gas? Stop leaving money behind. Get real cash back every time you fill up with the free Upside app. Simply download the free Upside app in the App Store or Google Play right now and start earning cash at the pump today. Use limited time promo code SUMMER and get an extra 25 cents back per gallon on your first fill up. Listeners are making $200 to $300 a year just from buying the gas they already needed. Don't wait. Download the free Upside app now and use promo code SUMMER to redeem your 25 cent per gallon bonus. That's promo code SUMMER. Yeah, at first I thought it was too good to be true, but it's completely legit. Plus, you can cash out anytime. Don't let this offer drive on by. Download the free Upside app now by using limited time promo code SUMMER. That's promo code SUMMER for a limited time 25 cents per gallon bonus. Offers vary by user and location. Go to upside.com for terms and conditions.
Some new tariffs that were put in place, they're going to have some big effects. We're talking about Brazil. Good morning. You're listening to the American Ag Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. Joining us today, Arlen Suderman with StoneX. And Brazil and the announcement of that 50% tariff is going to have some big effects when you look at it from a livestock cattle perspective. What was your initial takeaway when you saw those numbers come across?
Hey, is beef the new gold? We've imported a lot of beef this year. We've set records in beef imports because of the protein shortage here in the United States, going back to the shrinkage of the cow herd due to multi-years of drought in the western United States. And so we have tight supplies, and we're just starting to rebuild, which means we're going to tighten things up even more. And so we've been importing a lot of beef. And Brazil has rapidly become our top beef supplier. With 27% of our imports. Now, if you look at the percent of total consumption in the United States, it's about 4% of consumption. That doesn't seem like very much, but when things are already tight, 4%, and I'm going to add this, at a time when beef appears to be inelastic in demand, that means demand doesn't seem to go down as price goes up because we're in a time when consumers like to eat protein, and they're going more protein diets than they are starch-based diets. And so demand is pretty inelastic. So 4% makes a big difference. And so a 50% tariff on that. Coffee as well. There are they supply a little over a third of the coffee that we drink here in the United States. And so that's going to be a big factor between those two, coffee drinkers and beef eaters. I do expect that we'll see some type of an agreement before August 1st when the 50% tariff is set to go into effect. Some diplomatic channels have already been opened by Brazil, according to our sources, but that's the risk that hangs over us this morning.
And then add to it, a border that had reopened to Mexico got closed down yesterday, 370 miles. That new world screwworm was found from the U.S. borders.
Yeah, exactly right. That's getting too close for comfort for a new world screwworm to get to the United States. It was last in the United States in 1966. It took us years to get it out. We've got it out. We don't want it to come back. We thought that we had a good plan in place between what we were doing and the Mexican government was doing with the sterile males, and apparently a female got past. And one worm found, but that's one too many when you're that close to the U.S. border. So the border was closed down again.
This is the American Ag Network.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. Brazil is expected to keep more corn at home in the future. We'll explain coming up.
You are invited to Clinton Farms in Bear Creek, August 5th through the 7th for this year's Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, celebrating generations of progress with a chance to explore cutting-edge equipment and innovative technology, taking a glimpse into the next generation of agriculture. There are scheduled dairy tours, field demonstrations, hundreds of industry booths, and great family entertainment. Be there August 5th through the 7th. Bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information, visit wifarmtechdays.org.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Brazil is harvesting a large second corn crop and celebrating a record yield of 95 bushels an acre. According to Dr. Michael Cordonier, soybean and corn advisor in Hillsdale, Illinois, says while that number might seem low to U.S. corn farmers, there's something to keep in mind about a typical Brazilian growing season.
Well, you got to remember that the farmers in Brazil live and die by soybeans. This second crop of corn is just icing on the cake. If you get your soybeans harvested on time and get the stuff in your corn planted, you don't save the farm by the corn crop. It's by the soybeans. So this is just a real bonus to have that much yield. And that yield keeps going up. But the seed companies saw the potential that they developed very short maturing hybrids suitable for central Brazil, and now it's keep going up. So, yeah, 95 bushel corn isn't much to brag about, but it's coming after 70 bushel soybean. So that's what makes the big difference.
Despite the big corn crop, Cornier says that Brazil's corn exports are expected to drop compared to recent years.
I can tell you why. It's because they're doing so much corn for ethanol. Right now, about 20% of the ethanol in Brazil comes from corn. And they're building plants as fast as they can. And they're going to use about 20 million tons of corn to make ethanol, up from zero about 7-8 years ago. The ethanol production using corn is going up faster than the corn production is going up. Next year, they think it's going to be very, very profitable. So it's just going to keep getting bigger and bigger.
He says Brazil's livestock sector is also requiring more of its domestic corn supplies.
Brazil is the largest poultry exporter in the world. The poultry and the hogs are located in southern Brazil, and they're always at a corn deficit in that southern part of the country. So the corn that's produced up in central Brazil, a lot of it has moved down to the livestock sector in southern Brazil. So yes, and of course, with all the ethanol plants, you get DDGs, so they're also being moved down to southern Brazil and exported as well. I just wrote a story. The only railroad in Mato Grosso just gets into the southeast corner of the state, but they are now building an extension that also is going to get up into the central part of the state, which is the heart of soybean production.
That's today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote. We dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor now available at Anabus Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. The biennial state budget signed into law by Governor Evers on July 3rd included wins and losses for family farmers in Wisconsin, according to Wisconsin Farmers Union. The 25-27 budget was a bipartisan compromise that funded important investments in public services, farmer mental health, and child care. Wisconsin Farmers Union appreciated that lawmakers came together to pass the budget that does reflect input from both sides of the aisle. While there were some budget wins, Farmers Union was concerned about reduced funding for key local food programs, conservation programs, and antitrust enforcement. Soybean growers in three Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board districts have through August 15th to vote for candidates for three open seats in the 2025 election. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture is accepting ballots beginning on July 10th. Three of the seven districts that make up the board have an open seat this year. Each has one nominee. District 3 is David Justman of Platteville. District 4 is Jonathan Gibbs of Fox Lake. And District 5 is Patrick Maloney of Clinton. The Department of Ag has mailed eligible soybean growers ballots, and elected growers will serve three-year terms beginning on September 1st. Growers for Free Trade have been on the road holding events called Tariff Town Halls in a half dozen states. The events brought together farmers, business leaders, economists, and trade experts to spotlight how newly imposed tariffs are harming communities that grow and make American-made products that power local economies and are in demand around the world. At each stop, farmers and experts shared new data, on-the-ground stories, and growing urgency. Just days before the 4th of July, agricultural leaders at a town hall in Arkansas put it bluntly, "I'll tell you this much as a producer, between 20 and 30% of the producers in the United States would be out if this doesn't change between now and December," quote unquote. On a per state basis, Texas businesses paid $934 million more in tariff costs, while North Carolina saw a 190% spike in its tariffs costs. Over 40 U.S. agriculture groups, including National Corn Growers, sent a letter to President Trump asking him to quickly nominate a chief agricultural negotiator in the USTR office. The groups say the nomination is critical to prioritizing the needs of American agriculture amid the ongoing reciprocal trade agreements. The chief agricultural negotiator is an asset to farmers and ranchers across the U.S., as well as within the federal government, the letter said. That voice ensures that agriculture issues are prioritized as negotiations are ongoing and become more complicated. The role is responsible for conducting and overseeing international negotiations related to the trade of agricultural products. The role is politically appointed, and each incoming administration is responsible for nominating someone to serve in the position. The letter comes as farmers and ranchers are facing challenging economic conditions. U.S. farmers and ranchers also rely heavily on exports to be successful. Republicans on Capitol Hill cleared their agriculture mega-bill hurdle. Now they're looking to pass a smaller farm bill that would include important priorities that haven't been updated since 2018. Politico says lawmakers already included $67 billion in spending on farm bill programs in the reconciliation bill. That means some of the most expensive priorities were taken care of. However, there are other farm bill programs and priorities that need funding, extension, and updating. House Agriculture Chair G.T. Thompson looked ahead to a skinny farm bill, calling it Farm Bill 2.0 and predicting a cost of less than $8 billion. He expects the fall legislation to be largely based on what the House Ag Committee advanced in 2024. Quote, "Unless Democrats purely want to play politics, there's no basis for partisanship with what we're planning to do with the rest of the farm bill," unquote, Thompson said. He plans on finishing it in September. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Get fit and look your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. Endless Summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness.
You're invited to Clinton Farms in Bear Creek, August 5th through the 7th for this year's Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, celebrating generations of progress with a chance to explore cutting-edge equipment, innovative technology, taking a glimpse into the next generation of agriculture. There are also scheduled dairy tours and field demonstrations, hundreds of industry booths, and great family entertainment. Be there August 5th through the 7th and bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information, visit wifarmtechdays.com.
Several chances for showers and thunderstorms will continue through Friday. Now, while all locations that receive the precipitation chances, rainfall forecast is greatest across portions of eastern Minnesota and western Wisconsin, where some totals could be between 1 and 1.5 inches. Dry weather returns for the weekend, along with warming temperatures into next week. Partly sunny throughout the day today, 50% chance of showers and storms this afternoon. Highs 81 to 86, relative humidities at 56 to 61%, south winds at 5 to 10, anywhere from 2/10 to 3/10 of an inch of precipitation possible, 6 hours of sunshine expected. Tonight's partly cloudy, a 50% chance of showers and storms. Hot lows 64 to 69, relative humidities at 95 to 100%. Southeast winds at 5 to 8, anywhere from 5/100 to 1/10 of an inch of precipitation expected. For Friday, 70% chance of showers and storms, highs 78 to 83, relative humidities at 67 to 72%, south winds at 5 to 9, anywhere from 3/10 to a half inch of precipitation expected, 4 hours of sunshine. For Saturday, partly sunny, a chance of a shower or storm, highs 75 to 80. Sunday, sunny, highs 80 to 85. And for Monday, mostly sunny, warmer, highs 85 to 90.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
A cup of coffee with the first sunlight. At a last chance, Texaco. I'm thumbing through a worn-out road map, trying to decide which way to go. These empty miles under a memory, they just seem to linger on. They left me on this lost highway, wondering why and where she's gone. That's how a cowgirl breaks a young man's heart. That's how my whole world slowly came apart. With a cold and empty stare, as if I wasn't there. She didn't even stop to cry. That's how a cowgirl says goodbye. Her mama down in Abilene, just to find out how she'd been. She said she'd stopped a while in San Antonio, spend some time with an old friend. With all this distance in between us, I'm sure I never crossed her mind. May take all these roads ahead just to leave it all behind. That's how a cowgirl breaks a young man's heart. That's how my whole world slowly came apart. With a cold and empty stare, as if I wasn't there. She didn't even stop to cry. That's how a cowgirl breaks a young man's heart. That's how the whole world slowly came apart. With a cold and empty stare, as if I wasn't there. She didn't even stop to cry. I guess that's how a cowgirl says goodbye. Thank you.
sir, I ain't been drinking. I ain't even had one beer. This sweet thing's got me buzzing from whispering in my ear. Just take a peek up in here at this little hot mess. Mister, you'll understand. I'm doing my best and I know I'm all over the road. I can't help but go. Little bit of left, little bit of right. It's hard to drive with her hand over here on my knee. When she's all over me, I'm all out of control. All over the road. Don't wanna get no ticket. Don't wanna cause no wreck. It's hard to concentrate with her pretty little lips on my neck. I say, girl, take it easy. She laughs, says it'll be fine. How am I supposed to keep it between the lines? Yeah, I know I'm all over the road. I can't help but go. Little bit of left, little bit of right. It's hard to drive with her hand over here on my knee. When she's all over me, I'm all out of control. All over the road. Something about these wheels rolling, radio playing gets her going. I'm trying to get her home as fast as I can go. And I know I'm all over the road. I can't help but go. Little bit of left, little bit of right. It's hard to drive with her hand over here on my knee. Have a little mercy on me. Sir, I'm sorry, I know I'm all over the road.
Elmwood Plum City Wolves. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Well, I'll give you love that's above and beyond the call of love. And I'll never ever make you cry. Yes, I'll give you love that's above and beyond the call of love. Love's something that money can't buy. Well, a poor boy's chances for a pretty girl's glances are sometimes very few. Though I got no money, if you'll be my honey, here's what I'll offer you. Yes, I'll give you love that's above and beyond the call of love. Yes, I'll give you love that's above and beyond the call of love. And love's something that money can't buy. And I knew at a glance that I found my destiny. And now I want to carry you off and marry you if you will agree. And I'll give you love that's above and beyond the call of love. And I'll never ever make you cry. Yes, I'll give you love that's above. Money can't buy.
flashing all red lights. That's alright, cause I don't wanna be alone. There's nobody waiting there, cold and empty bed. Words I wish I'd said, come on the radio. Breaking my heart, I should take down all those pictures from my wall. Promises we made won't fill this empty space. Ooh. And I don't know why I just can't let you go. Tulips on mine, it's gasoline on fire. I never will forget. You grabbed my shirt and pulled it over my head. And your fingertips slide up and down my back. I breathe your heart, steaming up the glass. I'd give anything if I could bring you back.
Country favorites back to back to back. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Baby, don't turn out the light. I wanna see you. Whisper only truth tonight, not just promises and empty fantasies. I don't need a bed of roses, cause roses wither away. All I really need is all. Exactly how I feel.
standing here with you, with your arms around my shoulders. We're dancing with the moon, and baby, it feels just like a dream when I whisper that I love you and you say it back to me. I got you for the rest of my days, in the sun on Sunday morning or the pouring rain. I got you for the rest of my life, and if all else goes wrong, baby, I'll be alright. Cause I got you. And in your eyes, it's like we're in slow motion, just you and me tonight. And baby, you're leaning for a kiss, and I know, and I know, and I know that it don't get better than this. Cause I got you for the rest of my days, in the sun on Sunday morning or the pouring rain. I got you for the rest of my life, and if all else goes wrong, baby, I'll be alright. Cause I got you.
You and only you. You and only you.
I got you.
You and only you. You and only you.
I got forever, and I got all I'll ever need. Cause I got you.
Latest outdoor news with the WRDN Outdoor Report weekdays 8:20 and 4:20 on 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Somebody's at the front door. I can hear them knocking. Your mama's on the phone and she feels like talking. There's chicken on the barbecue, barbecuing. Don't worry about it, baby, just drop what you're doing. Cause they're playing our song on the radio. Okay, Mr. DJ, had a way to go.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A federal judge in New Hampshire issued a preliminary injunction blocking the Trump administration from implementing the president's executive order on birthright citizenship. Judge certified a class action lawsuit by the ACLU that includes all children who would be impacted.